From the Credit Union National Association, this is the CUNA News Podcast. Credit Union People, Credit Union Ideas. Award-winning human resources professionals provide insight into human resources during the coronavirus pandemic and industry trends, and also offer advice for other HR professionals. I'm Jennifer Plager, a senior editor with CUNA News. I recently spoke with the Professional of the Year and Rising Star Award winners from the CUNA HR and Organizational Development Council. Nikki Badge is the Vice President of Human Resources at $1.2 billion asset True West Credit Union in Tempe, Arizona. She was named the 2020 Professional of the Year. Since taking on her role 4 years ago, she's aimed to transform the Human Resources Department from one viewed as solely responsible for hiring and firing into one that focuses on employee engagement and development. Nikki, first off, congratulations are in order. What was your reaction when you found out that you were named the HR Professional of the Year for the CUNA HR and Organizational Development Council?
To be honest, I was completely shocked. We submitted for the award in early February, and that was kind of right when the pandemic was starting. So as an HR professional, I you can imagine my entire days have been tied up in handling the pandemic. So when I received an email saying congratulations, I originally thought it was just spam. And then I thought, okay, maybe I should just read this a little bit more. And I started reading, and I was speechless, and I was in tears at one point because I was just shocked with the amount of people who submit for awards that I had won. And then two, in the middle of the pandemic, it was kind of nice to get some good news. So I was very surprised.
And what does receiving the award mean to you?
It means a lot to me because over the last 4 years, I've done a lot to really try to change the perception of HR and kind of move away from that hiring and firing perception. So it was almost nice to just be recognized for everything me and my teams have been working on. So it meant a lot to me.
And then can you tell me a little bit about your background in HR, how you ended up at True West?
To be honest, I started going to school for business management, and after 2 years, I decided to get a technical degree in medical coding. So I actually worked at a radiology company for about 4 years and then moved to Arizona from Washington State. And I got a job as an HR assistant, and I wasn't really sure I wanted to be in HR. I mean, just my history in HR in the past, I wasn't very impressed with HR individuals. So I worked for a construction company in HR for about 2 years. And then I moved over to True West Credit Union as an HR assistant and then worked my way up from there.
And how long have you been at the credit union now?
Almost 7 years.
Reading through your nomination letter, one of the themes that I picked up on that you've done a lot with is that idea of employee development and leadership development through, there was the mention of the True West Leadership Academy, the True Mentor Program, some employee engagement boot camps. Why are those two areas that you've done a lot to focus on?
So when I became the VP about 4 years ago, one of the things that I didn't like is I was watching good employees leave the credit union. And I always felt like if HR would have stepped in a little bit sooner, we would have been able to resolve some of the issues that was causing good employees to leave. And as you can imagine, trying to find good employees is very difficult. So when I became the VP, I really wanted to focus on improving employee engagement and really developing leaders versus just having that old school management mentality and really trying to move forward and becoming an employer of choice. So my focus for the last 4 years has really been on engaging our employees. I want employees to come to work. I want them to enjoy being at work. And then really just having that more leadership mentality in our organization versus the old school management style.
And what kind of impact is that having? Are employees staying with True West, or what are you guys seeing?
2.5 years ago, we saw a 50% reduction in turnover. The first year was 26%. We dropped down to 14%. And the second year, we dropped down to 10% total turnover, which is really good in the economy that we were in. So year over year, we're right around 10 to 11% total turnover.
Another area that kind of stood out to me in your nomination letter was the idea of telecommuting and flexible work schedules. It sounds like you guys were a little bit a step ahead, like you knew that those were going to be important. How beneficial was it for you guys to have those policies and logistics kind of in place before everything happened earlier this spring?
Having the telecommuting policy in place, was a huge step forward for us. kind of going back to 4 years ago, we did an employee engagement survey, and instead of just getting the results and saying, okay, we developed one or two action steps, we really dove down into the results and really got the feedback from our employees saying, we want a flexible work schedule. And there was a few things that they wanted to see changed. And that was one of them. The credit unions have always kind of been a little stuffy in the way that they operate. So we said, okay, let's adjust the attendance policy. Let's adjust our appearance policy. And then the other part was, let's figure out how we can create a more flexible work schedule, which is a little difficult with your branches. But when you have about 150 employees working back office, we said, does it make sense to have everyone in the office? Or are there things that we can do to create that flexible environment? And one of them was creating that telecommuting policy. And over time, for the last 3 years, we've kind of just let certain departments kind of tiptoed into the telecommuting space. And it's worked out really well for us. So before the pandemic hit, we had about 86 employees working from home in our back office. So when we really needed to push the rest of the organization out into that working from home space, it was almost like we did it every day. So it was just very easy for us to adjust.
Have employees appreciated having that option before and now during the pandemic?
Absolutely. We've been doing pulse surveys to check in with our staff just to see how they're doing. And the feedback has been overwhelming. Everyone is just so happy that, one, they're not having to go into the office wearing a mask, getting temperature checks, and just feeling very uncomfortable in this environment right now. So being able to have the capability to, one, keep their job, and two, be able to work from home in safety, employees have really appreciated it.
What has it been like as an HR professional going through this pandemic, where for a while there, things were changing every hour, half hour or so, and there was a lot of uncertainty and a lot of stuff that had to be figured out on the fly, kind of. What was it like working in HR during that time?
It has been very interesting. I have to say, we have a really strong senior leadership team and we all work very cohesively together. So we have set up calls every morning for about an hour and a half to discuss just everything that's going on with the credit union landscape. And like you said, we make up a policy and 30 minutes later, something comes out and now we're changing that policy. So it's really helped that the entire leadership team has been moving forward as one with this plan. And so it's helped kind of, I want to say, calm the chaos for the entire credit union, because everybody has heard the same message and we're kind of spreading that out to our teams. But I would say for me personally, my phone has started ringing about 4:30 a.m. all the way until late in the evening with just so many things changing.
Is there any way to prepare for this kind of environment that you're going through right now?
You know, it's funny. We have a disaster recovery plan and we've had it in place for many, many years. And every year we pull it out of storage, we brush it off, and we talk through different scenarios. And I think this pandemic has actually made it very important, in my opinion, that credit unions do have a disaster recovery plan and they are rehearsing it. And I think going forward, we'll take those plans a little bit more serious, because now we're seeing, like, we had a disaster recovery plan, but we never really planned for this scenario, even though we had kind of talked about it. But now that we've actually had to put it into play, I think going forward, we'll take that process a little bit more serious.
What are one or two things that you're most proud of and why?
I would definitely say creating a more engaging workforce is one of the things I've been most proud of. And then two, just kind of moving away from that stuffy HR perception that, you know, most companies have of HR. If you reach out to anyone at True West Credit Union, they will tell you that it is normal for me to just pop into the contact center and sit down at someone's desk and chat it up about their weekend, or pop into a manager's office and ask how things are going. And my HR team is involved in a lot of meetings that most HR groups are probably not a part of, but it helps us understand what's going on with the organization and how that's going to affect our employees. At first, people were kind of uncomfortable, wondering why is HR involved in all of this stuff, but now they see why it's so important to have HR involved at the very beginning to avoid some of the blow-ups at the very end.
And you talked creating that engaged workforce. What kind of steps have you done to accomplish that?
Well, we've done a lot of leadership training. So we've brought in third-party vendors to do leadership training. My employee development team has created a number of leadership courses. We had some employee roundtables where we just pulled in individuals throughout the organization and for like a roundtable lunch discussion and just said, hey, tell us what you want to see different. And that's where we kind of received a lot of information around our new hire process, where people didn't like, or awards and recognitions where employees wanted to see things a little bit different. Or we even found out, like, some people, employees told us, like, hey, this process just doesn't make sense and it doesn't make us feel valued, so you guys should just stop doing it. And it was like, oh, okay, that's really great feedback. We also learned we needed to develop a buddy program. So when new employees were coming into the organization, they kind of felt like after they came out of training, they would be moved into a department and they just kind of were floating. So we said, okay, let's create a buddy program that can hold that new hire's hand throughout that next couple of weeks once they move into a department and kind of teach them the ropes. I would say creating the roundtables and really just sitting down and having the discussions with the employees. Now, I will tell you, sometimes it was a little bit difficult. Anytime you ask for feedback, you get the feedback that's good and you get the feedback that's bad. But it was really helpful for us. And I think that's when we were able to really hear what our employees wanted. We were able to make changes and really, and I think employees appreciated seeing that their voices were being heard.
I can imagine. So, Nikki, what do you think are some big trends that HR professionals need to either be watching or be aware of, or maybe need to be addressing in the next few years?
The biggest trend I can say is telecommuting is going to be something that credit unions need to be open to changing. I attended a conference last year and I sat in the room with about 25 HR professionals, and about three of them had telecommuting policies, and the rest of the group thought we were crazy. I mean, and that's a direct quote, you are crazy for allowing your employees to work from home. And I think the reality is credit unions need to move away from just that old school mentality, and employees want that flexibility. And in order to retain top talent, that's what we're going to have to do. So I would say the biggest trend is definitely going to be telework going forward.
And for True West specifically, what's kind of your big HR goal that you have?
My biggest HR goal for our credit union specifically is just still moving HR, kind of, I keep saying this, that archaic old way of doing things, but moving to more of an electronic channel. So my team, the last 2 years has been a big push to move everything electronically. So our entire new hire and recruiting process is almost paperless. Moving away from printing out a form and putting it in a file and sticking it in a vault. Everything is being scanned electronically into a payroll system. I always tell my group, I want us to get to a point where we can sit on a beach and have our laptop in front of us and be able to work anywhere in the United States and not have to sit in an office and be in that old way of doing things.
And how are you doing on achieving that, sitting on the beach and doing your work from anywhere in the United States? How are you doing on that goal?
Well, this year, we're not doing very well because we're all working from home. But we've done a really good job. Like I said, our entire recruiting and onboarding process is completely electronic at this point. We're doing virtual interviews right now through the pandemic, and then we are onboarding employees virtually with my employee development team. So that's been really exciting because, I mean, we wouldn't have really planned for that unless the pandemic occurred. So now we've been able to kind of make some innovative ways to do our training process. So, I mean, we're heading in the right direction. I still have a few filing cabinets that need to be scanned, but.
Nikki, do you have any advice for other HR professionals that you think would be helpful?
My biggest advice is to get out of your office and go get to know your people. Just from my previous experience with working with other HR individuals, I didn't like that people were afraid to come talk to HR. You know, you always hear, shh, HR's in the room, don't say anything. And I wanted to get away from that. I want to hear it. Let's talk about it. If it's not professional, we shouldn't be talking about it. So just working through that process. And what's really helped me, I think, is really just getting out there and just going and talking to a teller like they're your friend, and or going and having a conversation with an MSR and really getting to know what's going on with your employees in the workplace, but also in their home life. And there is a balance. There are lines that need to not be crossed. But if an employee is all of a sudden acting out and they've never acted out before, it helps HR know that, oh, okay, they're going through a divorce. Doesn't make it right that they're acting out, but it helps us understand why the behavior has changed. There's tons of examples where we've learned things about employees and what's going on in their life. And it's helped, instead of just getting rid of an employee and firing them, it's helped us kind of coach the manager through the issues, and then the employees have been able to stay with the credit union and have done very well. So my short end of that advice is get out and know your people.
Nate Brock is the Director of Human Resources at 140 Million Asset Link One Federal Credit Union in Lincoln, Nebraska. He was named the 2020 Rising Star. While automation makes things easier, it often means the human touch disappears from various roles, and is Brock's goal to continue to have the human element in human resources. First off, Nate, congratulations on being named the HROD Rising Star for 2020. What was your reaction when you found out, and what does this award mean to you?
You know, really, to be honest, coming from a smaller credit union here in Lincoln, Nebraska, I was a little surprised, to be honest. Mostly, though, really proud and honored by the recognition. Here at Link One, we've seen a tremendous amount of growth and evolution and change. And I think it's important to recognize that it takes a village. So, you know, individually, I'm humbled, but this recognition really is for our entire organization. And, you know, it takes our leadership support and trust in order for HR to do a lot of things. And then also buy-in from your whole work family to make things work. So we're trying to build one of the best credit unions to have a career, and with a strong work family culture is really our initiative. So all this is done so we're able to provide amazing service and make a positive impact for anyone that lives, works, worships, or studies here in Lancaster County, Nebraska.
Can you talk a little bit about your background? How did you end up at Link One Federal?
Yeah, so stars must have aligned, I guess. Right place, right time. I've worked in human resources for a little over 10 years now, and working in both public, private sectors. I've represented employees from 10 to 10,000. So I think for me, I love building trust and relationships. So working for a smaller organization where those relationships can be individually harnessed and developed, where you can really get to know and understand each individual that makes up your organization, that really brings me the greatest joy. And the opportunity came across, I actually moved from the state of Nebraska. So, you know, 10,000 plus employees. Now we have 42 here. So for me personally, I was able to focus in on our 42 now. And it's a passion of mine. I get to understand the needs of every individual and make a positive impact on their journey. I have a strong belief that strong individuals make up strong organizations. So,
and how long have you been with the credit union?
I'll be coming up 2.5 years now. So be 3 years in December.
Nate, when I was reading your nomination letter, you wrote in there that you strive to ensure that the human remains embedded within HR. What do you mean when you say that?
It's a holistic approach, really, to be honest. And, you know, I'm very fortunate to have found a passion for working in human resources. And I do believe that a holistic approach to human resources is really required to make a meaningful and sustainable impact. And with the continued trend of automation in the workplace, when I say I strive to ensure the human remains embedded within HR, it's really the platinum rule, right? Treat others as they prefer to be treated. And in order to do that, it really requires a human touch. And, you know, a lot of folks are quick to automate things or throw a technology solution. It's still important. I know for certain things, no doubt technology and automation are advantageous and beneficial, but we want to make sure we're not becoming too overly reliant on it. And that's what I mean when I say keeping the human within HR.
And I can imagine having that human there in HR would be something that was really important as we were starting to go through the whole COVID-19 pandemic.
No doubt.
What's it been like in the HR office at Link One Federal during the last 3 months, where it seems like there was so much uncertainty with so many things changing and everything was happening so quickly? What was it like, and what's it like today?
Oh man, as the popular phrase, unprecedented circumstance, and truly for us, this is unprecedented. We had to temporarily shut down one of our branches for the first time due to a potential COVID scare. Fortunately, we were safe and everyone's been healthy. With new policies and procedures of the paid leave policies that impacted us, learning that on the fly. And we, before this circumstance, never had any teleworkers before this. And now we, you know, we got a third of our staff working from home for the first time. So we've had a tremendous amount of innovation, daily adjustments, and I'm very proud of our leadership and how we've responded. And we're fortunate that all three of our locations here in Lincoln are actually in a drive-up only model. So we were able to do that relatively early in the process, starting in mid to end of March there. So, you know, when a lot of things were going down in New York, location and proximity of Nebraska, we have some advantages. We got less people, but we also can respond a little bit quicker to those types of circumstances. So we actually didn't even reach our peak in COVID cases until a couple weeks ago. So we're a couple weeks, if not a month, behind some of the other areas. So when they're saying, you know, like New York's relaxing a lot of their restrictions or their peak, we were actually just hitting it most recently, and our cases were delayed, so it gave us a little bit of extra time to see what other credit unions were doing and what their response was and what some industry best practices were. And we used the CUNA Council's website for that, which was very helpful for me. And yeah, it's been an interesting year. 2020 will be one to remember, and now we'll all be able to step back and see what we can do to be better as a society and as a culture and as an organization after all of this is behind us.
Is responding to a crisis or a pandemic like what you guys have been through in the last few months, is that something you're able to learn in school from a book, or is this really something that it's best learned by actually doing?
There's only so much you can learn from classes and books, and it takes practical life experiences, I think, in order to fail and have adversity. And I'm a strong proponent of risk, adversity, failure. That is where we have the most growth. And without these types of circumstances and adversity and failure, it's a very limited amount of growth. And if you can take that mindset into anything, whatever challenges you're facing, whether it be pandemic related or not, I think that's a healthy, positive take on a response. And especially in human resources, you deal with a lot of different chaos and a lot of different circumstances and manage a lot of different areas of the business. So you need to be one that's open to risk and failure and take pride in the lessons learned from that.
So you just talked about risk and failure, but let's talk about successes. There's a lot that you could be proud of for what you've done at Link One Federal. What are one or two things that stick out to you as things that you're most proud of and why?
I think for me personally, it's changing the Hollywood angle of HR being the work police to becoming a strategic partner that cares. And that takes continuous process improvement, innovation, takes a lot of authenticity, positivity, effective communication, providing good wages, total rewards, benefits, flexibility, including adequate paid leave policies and philosophies so people can be away to recharge. For me, it's harnessing relationships, coaching, mentoring. I think in our industry, we have an opportunity to make a huge impact on the direction of an individual. And most of our waking hours are spent at work. So however long we have that individual with us on a journey, we can take pride in whatever contributions we have in their personal growth. That ultimately impacts our organization and community's growth as well. And I guess for achievements on what we're most proud of, I think just overall our culture and harnessing a work family environment. Building our culture is an ongoing process, and it takes continuous process improvement for that to be effective. And overall enhancing our attrition. That we had a heavy part-time staffing model, and that was probably one of the main reasons we had higher attrition. But we dropped our attrition levels from almost 50% to like 8% it is today. And that's a huge increase and dramatic increase from a business standpoint. And obviously many, many things factor into that. But at the end of the day, I'm very proud that we set the bar for $15 an hour minimum hiring rate for our industry and our area. That's very competitive. We still cover 100% of employees' premiums for medical insurance, as expensive as that's gotten for an individual. And we've tripled our entry paid vacation leave policies, which really, it's provided a tremendous amount of opportunity for our employees to be away from work to recharge and provide that much needed flexibility. And when you actually value your people and you make investments in your people, that's walking the walk. And we've done a tremendous job of doing that. And our numbers show that, you know, with our attrition and our culture and retention being high, we're very proud of the accomplishments we've made and our continued growth as an organization.
And Nate, what are some big trends that HR professionals need to be paying attention to in the upcoming future?
HR is a constantly changing environment. And, you know, I really believe that a lot of us in HR and across all organizations, leaders across all organizations, really we see success stories and we want to replicate it, or we see other successful organizations and see what they're doing. They might receive some form of positive praise or press even. And we kind of have a tendency as leadership to follow trends and then try to force that fit versus stepping back and contemplating, is this right for us? And actually doing some innovating and making or creating a trend versus following a trend. A couple top the head examples like the open office format or your ping pong tables and beer kegs, you know. Well, not everyone is a Silicon Valley small tech firm, right? So again, it's about stepping back and contemplating and defining your identity. What is your shared sense of why? What's your cause? What's your purpose as an organization? And I think not being afraid of evolution and change and growth, getting everyone involved, everyone from the bottom to the top, with feedback and identifying the blind spots. And we're only individuals by ourselves, so we all see, feel, think differently, and not all the answers lie with the individual. So it's so important to get insights from everyone involved and get your employees' feedback and involvement and really any action that supports those areas, no matter what you do, I think is a step in the right direction.
And then what's kind of a big goal for you guys at Link One Federal in terms of HR and what you guys want to be doing?
Oh man, right now, today, get through COVID-19 and the civil unrest we're seeing and learn from this whole mess, see what we can do to make it better and try to resume a sense of calm and establish what we want our future and our community to be. I think there's a lot of big picture reflection that needs to happen as a society and as a community right now. And just to continue our growth and find new innovative ways to make a positive impact on our community, that'd be our big goal.
Do you have any advice for others in the HR industry who, especially those folks who maybe are just starting out in their HR careers at a credit union, and any advice for them that you would give them, or what was the best piece of advice that maybe somebody gave you?
HR is a marathon, not a sprint. And I think I'll go back to failure and adversity. Don't be afraid of it. Put yourself out there, learn, grow, fail, learn, grow, fail, fall down, pick yourself up. We just learn so much more from our environments, and there's so many different things that human resources can manage, from recruitment to retention to culture to training to policies and procedures and safety and benefits and compensation. So, you know, just tap into insights from everyone and other experts in the field. You know, join your local SHRM chapter. I'm in the Lincoln HR Management Association, and I'm also in the Lincoln Circle, which is a diversity and inclusion council. I'm in the national SHRM, but I'm also in the CUNA HR Council's division, and try new things and get advice from other people. And my biggest recommendation is not to be comfortable with now, because the field of human resources is constantly evolving and changing, and we need to evolve with it in order to be successful.
Thanks for listening to the CUNA News Podcast. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, and Google Play.